This is Radio Superior 1956. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, 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 all you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, Tim Michaels here, are rocking your world. It's a Leapin' Wednesday. Leap Day, February 29th, 1956. We've got great news from Lou's News. Cool Cal has the sports. An angry letter to Lou.
Are you opening my mail now?
And Machine Gun Kelly is going to find some lambs and lions to usher in March. That should be a kick. Mays Furniture is the store picking up the tab for the news. Mays is tearing up the price tags on new RCA Victor TVs, including Allison Deluxe 21-inch Silverama Aluminized All-Clear Picture, just $329. Now, Lou Martin, what's buzzing, cousin?
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. It's a second term for Ike. The Soviets discredit Stalin 3 years after his death, and Negroes call a strike in Montgomery over bus boycott. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Marvin Aerosmith in the nation's capital. President Eisenhower says today he is available for a second term. The president's dramatic announcement came at a tense, record-capacity news conference. He says he will go on all major television and radio networks at 9 p.m. tonight to explain his decision to the American people. In Congress, there was jubilation among Republican legislators. GOP National Chairman Leonard Hall called it the best possible news for all Americans. But Democratic Chairman Paul Butler predicted, quote, the American people will never elect a president who at 65 has had a serious heart attack and who is unable to be a full-time chief executive, unquote. Adlai Stevenson, who lost to Eisenhower in 1952 and is bidding for this year's Democratic nomination, says, quote, it's fitting that President Eisenhower be the candidate. The main issue will be the policies and record of the Eisenhower administration, unquote. Ike declined to say whether he favors Vice President Nixon as his running mate again. However, he had warm praise for Nixon and called him a dedicated public servant. In the absence of a definite nod from Eisenhower on behalf of Nixon, there remains some division in the party. Some would like to drop Nixon from the number two spot. Just before Eisenhower ended his 23-minute meeting with reporters, he said he never would have sought re-election unless he thought he would live out the next 5 years. That recalled his doctor's report on February 15th, saying the president appeared physically fit to serve another 5 to 10 years in a job like the presidency. Meanwhile, former President Harry S. Truman says that President Eisenhower's announcement would mean no change in Democratic Party campaign plans. Quote, we can beat anybody. In Washington, this is Marvin Aerosmith.
This is Stan Turner in Bonn, West Germany. Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev has denounced Joseph Stalin as a brutal despot. In a sensational speech several days ago, but just now being released, Mr. Khrushchev painted a graphic picture to the 20th Congress of the Communist Party of a regime of suspicion, fear, and terror built up under the former dictator who died 3 years ago. He said he wanted to break the Stalin cult that has held Soviet citizens in its thrall for 30 years. The Prime Minister described the purges during the period of 1936 to 1938. He implied that one of Stalin's most trusted aides, Sergei Kirov, had been assassinated by the NKVD in 1934 at the leader's behest. Stalin then initiated a series of trials of members of the Politburo and had some executed for Kirov's murder. Khrushchev said Stalin meted out humiliation and persecution to those officers and members of the Politburo who fell from favor. He revealed that in 1937 and 1938, 98 out of the 139 members of the Central Committee were shot on Stalin's orders. The leader also criticized Stalin's pact with Adolf Hitler, Stalin's refusal to believe Germany would invade Russia, despite warnings from Winston Churchill, among others. Mr. Khrushchev also accused Stalin of violent nationalism and anti-Semitism. He revealed that in his last will and testament, Lenin advised against the retention of Stalin as General Secretary of the Communist Party. He said the information he had just divulged should only be made known to the public by degrees. You understand, comrades, that we could not spread this information to the people at once, he said. It could be done either suddenly or gradually, and I think it would be more correct to do it gradually. In the days after the denouncement, Mr. Khrushchev's pictures were torn down in Georgia, Stalin's home state. Riots occurred for several days in Tbilisi as Georgians reacted angrily to the denunciation of their hero. In Bonn, West Germany, this is Stan Turner.
This is Calvin Thornton in Montgomery, Alabama. A nationwide passive resistance movement with work stoppages by the nation's Negroes is possible if the lengthy Alabama racial crisis is not resolved. The first step was taken yesterday when Democratic Congressman Adam Clayton Powell of New York called for a one-hour work stoppage by every Negro in the nation on March 28th to support the Montgomery bus boycott. Members of all races and faiths are urged to join with the Negro demonstrators. The Negro pastor says it would be designated National Deliverance Day of Prayer, with no Negro of any age attending school or working between 2 and 3 p.m. A spokesman says this might be a forerunner to a national Mahatma Gandhi-type movement. The late Indian leader made famous a passive resistance program of fasting and nonviolent opposition to British rule. Meanwhile, Negroes walk the streets of Montgomery in a mass 24-hour pilgrimage to prove their willingness to carry on their 11-week-old boycott in protest against segregation on the city buses. It began when 42-year-old seamstress Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white passenger. 90 of them walked to the courthouse for arraignment on anti-boycott indictments returned by a grand jury. All pleaded innocent, and their trial is set to start March 19th. At the state capitol, Governor James Folsom won support from about 75 newspaper editors and publishers and radio and television broadcasters for a proposed biracial commission to settle differences between the white and Negro races. Afterwards, Folsom said, quote, "Anybody with any sense knows Negro children and white children are not going to school together in Alabama anytime in the near future. In fact, not in a long time," end quote. At Charleston, South Carolina, the secretary of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Roy Wilkins, termed the indictment of 90 Negro leaders, quote, "the Soviet communism method. Montgomery whites claim not to be able to understand their Negroes. Well, I'll be glad to explain. Their Negroes are sick and tired of segregation, of the insults and mistreatment and the daily humiliation. It is that simple. Their cups have runneth over," unquote. In Montgomery, this is Calvin Thornton.
Democratic Senator Kefauver welcomed President Eisenhower's announcement that he's running again because, quote, "he's the best qualified man to defend the Republican record of the past 4 years. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this word from May's Furniture Store.
The year, once a year event you've been waiting for, spring special sale going on at May's. We are tearing up the price tags on these new RCA Victor spring special models. Listen to this. This is spring special number one. A super deluxe television, the Allison Deluxe 21-inch, worth every dollar at the nationally advertised price of $329.95. Special number two. We've got the beautiful Town Special 21, exclusive aluminized Silverina picture, new hidden panel tuning, and it's only $179.95. Spring special number three is the Copton Super 21, nationally advertised to sell for $229.95. It's got a Silverama picture tube, built-in phone jack, golden throat tone. Boy, these RCA sets are beauties, and they're all on sale now at the big spring special going on at May Furniture Company, 1713 Belknap, Superior, Loop.
A survey is being made to determine the number of parents with children in eligible groups for free polio clinics. That from the City Health Commissioner, Dr. Edward Stack. The clinics will be held as soon as Salk vaccine is available. Adlai Stevenson will not enter Wisconsin's presidential primary. Mike Simonson has the story.
Good evening, Lou. Governor Stevenson, who's campaigning for the 1956 presidential nomination, says he will not enter the Wisconsin primary April 3rd. Stevenson's decision leaves Senator Estes Kefauver of Tennessee as the only Democrat bidding for the state's national convention votes. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Governor Walter Kohler says he is delighted that Mr. Eisenhower will run again. Quoting the governor, Congressman Melvin Laird of Marshfield, John Burns of Green Bay, and Glenn Davis of Waukesha expect to meet with the president this afternoon and get his consent to be entered as a candidate in Wisconsin. Lou?
Thanks, Mike. Leaping lizards. 4-year-old Patty Sue Cook is having her first birthday today. She says, I'm a lot bigger than most kids celebrating their first birthday. Just because the last time February the 29th rolled around in 52, Patty hasn't been neglected. The daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Paul Cook of Catlin Avenue in Superior says that she's accustomed to celebrating her birthday a mite late on March the 1st. In off years for leap year babies, birthday surprises for those born on February the 29th leave the simple question, will Mom be baking on February the 28th or March the 1st this year? Superior's first and only February 29th, 1956 baby, as of this hour, was born to Mr. and Mrs. Howard Matheson, 1923 Belknap Street in St. Joseph's Hospital. Born at 12:25 p.m., the baby is named Tad Scott Tim.
Tad Scott Tim. I bet he grows up to be a big, strong policeman or possibly president.
And don't forget firemen. I think it runs in the Matheson family.
You know, they get to wear those backwards helmets and rescue people. That is cool stuff. Lou Martin, the fire engine chasing newsman. If a February forecast can be smoking, well, this one's it. For this Wednesday, February 29th, 1956, it will be warmer and partly sunny by tomorrow with a high of 30 cool cat degrees. All right, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack at the back of the wax, the teenagers, why do fools fall in love on the Tim Michaels Dance Party?
Why do birds sing so? Thank you.
brand spanking new, the Teenagers, with 13-year-old Frankie Lyman doing the lead and sending you teeny boppers to heaven. Why Do Fools Fall in Love on Kickin' KUWS. It's Machine Gun Kelly time on the lam, looking for some sheep. Hey, Big Gun.
Hey, King Timothy, you sure the boss won't wig out when he hears you say spanking on the air?
Nope, he's open-minded. Hey, did you find us some sheep for March?
That's lamb, Timmy, lamb, as in March goes out like a lamb. I figure if I find a lamb, maybe March can come in like one tomorrow. Old man Winter is driving me kooky.
I'd give anything to see my crocuses poke through the snow.
I'm at Lloyd and Sven Sensen's farm in Poplar.
The original Swedish bachelor farmers?
They got everything here. Outdoor toilets, a ton of plaid shirts, 3 dogs, no cats, a big stash of snuff. I mean, everything. They even invited me in for tuna hot dish.
Oh, I love hot dish, but do they have lambs?
Right here with me now.
Yes, sir. Meet Lonnie and Louise Lamb.
Super mega droid. They're sure to bring in March like a lamb instead of a lion. I mean, here they are, living proof.
Lonnie Lamb?
I gotta get, man. Lonnie's getting aggressive. And Louise is getting affectionate. I think Lonnie's jealous.
It's a compliment when Louise gets tender and loving. She likes you. Of course, Lonnie don't think too much of you.
Hey, no kidding, man. Lonnie's trying to eat my kneecap.
Say, you radio fellas, I always wanted to be on the radio, so I've got a poem just for this occasion by Laurie Hill. March roars in like a lion, so fierce, the wind so cold, it seems to pierce. The month rolls on, and spring draws near, and March goes out like a lamb so dear. A poem by Laurie Hill.
Oh, that is beautiful, son.
Poetry makes my brother Lloyd cry.
Thanks, Big Daddy. Now I gotta go find the lion. Back to you, Timmy.
How's the kneecaps?
I'm going to need some patches, man. I look like a hobo.
You get all the best gigs there, Machine Gun Kelly. Live from the Swedish bachelor farm of Lloyd and Sven Swenson. He's heading for a lion farm next to ask Leo if he'll be ushering in March tomorrow.
I think Lonnie could thank Leo.
For Louise Lamb, here's another new hit from 1956. Hot Wax Stacks and Youngsters from Memphis. It's a guy with some cool sideburns. Elvis Presley in Heartbreak Hotel on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Yeah, do it, baby. That's not Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, that's all right, Mom.
Do I look dumb?
That's all right for you.
Don't answer that.
That's all right, Mama.
Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely. I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, oh, be so lonely, baby. Oh, be so lonely. Oh, be so lonely, they could die.
Man, the bell of tears keep flowing, and the death clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think it's so, think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you will be so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel on Kicken KUWS. Now, cats and kittens, it's time for Letters to Lou with newsman Lou Martin.
Thank you, Tim. This way I can exercise some control by not having surprising and unfortunate scenes while still giving people a chance to talk about matters of public importance.
Good luck, Daddy-O.
It's time we had some decorum. Now, Mr. John Davidson of Superior.
Thank you, sir. I just want to start out by saying I am a white American.
Interesting beginning.
For the past week or so, we have been faced with a major contradiction in the social life of our country. On one hand, we are supposed to devote our attention to National Brotherhood Week. On the other hand, Negro ministers in Montgomery, Alabama, have been arrested for violating the anti-boycott law. This 35-year-old law originally was aimed at trade unions to weaken their position if they should wish to boycott anti-union concerns. In my opinion, this is not a boycott, but a rightful demand by the Negroes that they get the same treatment by the public utilities companies as the whites, since they pay the same fare for the service. I have been listening to many radio newscasts and have read the local papers. From none of these sources has there yet been any protests against these atrocious actions of our southern white brothers. Nor has the ministry raised their voice in support of their Negro brother Christian leaders, who in the Christian way are advising their people to resist oppression. Our public officials say nothing. By their silence, I would say they condone the situation. What right do we have to even raise the question of the oppression of Eastern European nations when the majority of the people in the South, the Negro people, are denied the rights of citizenship? Jim Crow should once and for all be eliminated. Let's get busy and stop this national shame. Yours truly to you, Lou. This is John Davidson speaking. P.S. I'm a white man.
I can vouch for that.
In fact, this time of year, I'm downright pale. The extra day in February doesn't help. Well, time for me to agitate the gravel.
Hey, this white guy is a cool cat. Agitate the gravel means to leave, Big Daddy. See you, Slick.
I've got to split.
Let's play some race music just for Slick. Oh, I like this one. The Drifters, Ruby Baby, on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Ruby, 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 Ru
doo-wop, R&B, soul, even gospel, The Drifters and Ruby Baby just released this month. Hey, wait a minute. You're not cool, Cal.
Nope. I'm Bill Kirby. Filling in for Cal Sabatini this week. Cal's off covering Tiddlywinks or something, but hey, that Slick Davidson really put it on the line about that bus boycott.
It's something to think about, especially something that seems so far away from us here in northern Wisconsin.
Maybe we can do something in support, like grow a beard until the bus boycott is over.
That should change the world.
Maybe send Lonnie the Lamb down to Montgomery.
Along with Lloyd and Sven. Perfect. Now, for Cool Cal, here's Bill Kirby with the sports.
East and Central lock horns tonight at 9 p.m. in the Vikings gym, and the contest should be one of the most exciting sub-regional tournament opening round games ever. Tension is high, for the winner will get the nod as favorite to take away all honors. Hurley and Ashland meet in the first game at 7:30, but neither appears to have the strength of the Superior clubs, even though last week the Midgets handed Superior Central its second loss of the season. East coach Pete Zatko has three veterans who've seen tournament competition. Center Tom Benson, guard Art Nelson, and guard Mike Stranko. Coach Phil Watson looks to an even brighter future for his New York Rangers as the Blue Shirts were assured of competing for the prized Stanley Hockey Cup for the first time since 1950. Quoting Coach Watson, "We'll be even better next year and the one after that," unquote. Last night, the Rangers whipped the Boston Bruins 4-2 on second-period goals by rookies Bronco Horvath and Andy Hevinson. In other action, the Toronto Maple Leafs, led by two goals by Rudy McGay, downed Montreal 4-1 to take a four-point lead over Boston in the battle for the final playoff spot. The battle for the second and third playoff spots in the Western Division of the National Basketball Association is going right down to the wire, with St. Louis and Minnesota holding an edge over Rochester. The Minneapolis Lakers moved into a tie for second place with the idle Hawks of St. Louis last night by defeating Syracuse, while the Rochester Royals dropped a game to Philadelphia. Johnny Logan is the pick of the National League managers as the key man of the Milwaukee Braves. He may not hit homers like Eddie Matthews, own the batting average of Hank Aaron, or steal as many bases as Billy Bruton, but the league's field bosses are inclined to say, as Logan goes, so go the Braves. The 29-year-old shortstop went big at the plate in 1955, and he says he plans to do the same this year. Milwaukee Braves fans of the Shawamigan Bay region will be able to follow the fortunes of their team this year through play-by-play broadcasts over radio station WATW of Ashland, 1400 on your dial. Sportscaster Earl Gillespie again will be assisted by Blaine Walsh in calling the games. This is Bill Kirby. Stay in the base path, kids, but swing for the fences.
Our very own cool Bill Kirby sitting in for Cal. Thanks, man. Machine Gun Kelly says he found a lion farm complete with Zulu farmers and everything. But first, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, let's dig this new wax by the Five Satins. And in the still of the night, on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Still of night, in the still of the night.
Five Satins making the scene in the still of the night on Kickin' KUWS. Now Machine Gun Kelly going biblical on us from the lion's den. Where'd you find a lion for him, outside of Africa?
It's called a zoo, King Timothy. I'm at the Duluth Zoo, and I've got a lion looking at me cross-eyed through some hopefully thick, sturdy, well-planted iron bars.
And a moat. Is there a moat between you and the lion, by the way?
I don't know what a moat is, but it sounds like a great idea. With me is Duluth Zoo lion keeper, Teddy the Bear, Mackie. How do
you? Did you run into another Swede?
Pretty good bet that'll happen wherever you are in Duluth, pal. You a Swede there, Bear? Norwegian. Mackie is Norsk. Hey, no offense, Bear. So that makes you Lutheran then, too? But I have friends who are Catholic. You see, I've got an open mind. I don't care what religion you are, as long as you're Norwegian and not Swedish. Well, let's get to Leo, Daddy-o. Can you tell this big cat to stay away from March so it can come in like a lamb, man? We're tired of the white stuff and bone-chilled, and we want some heat. His name isn't Leo. It's Doug. Doug the lion doesn't have a pizzazz to it, Daddy. Don't matter no-how. Doug is taking a nap in the back now. The cat is taking a nap?
Find some catnip to end the catnap.
Or maybe a stick. A little jab will do it. I'll give you the stick and see how that works for you, son. This is sad, man. All his way to see Doug, and he's catching 40 winks.
King Timothy to the rescue. All right, just for Doug, here are the tokens. Oh, that hurts me. Do their doo-wop with this hot wax. Oh, it's a big one. And weem away. The lion sleeps tonight on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Togans, babies, and the Weem Away, or the Lion Sleeps Tonight on Kickin' KUWS. So did that bring Doug around, Gun?
Why would a disc about a cat sleeping wake up Doug? I hear him snoring now, like a kitten. So how about President Dyke, eh? Everyone's talking about him going for a second term.
No offense, Doc, but I don't like buzzing about politics, and this joint is Deadsville. Who's doing the yakking?
The residents, but the animals are the only inmates here.
True. Now, take the monkeys. They think Ike should go ahead and retire. He's a good man and all, but if you got a bum ticker, they don't think it's a good idea to run again. The turtles like Ike, but they think he'll need a new running mate, that Dick Nixon must go.
My guess is the elephants are happy he's running again.
Yeah, downright ecstatic.
Man, this is weird. Hey, big gun, how about Doug T. Lyon?
My guess is he's bipartisan, man.
You do know that the expression in like a lion and out like a lamb is more of a rhyme than a meteorological certainty. Even the Farmer's Almanac says it's less fact than fancy. But I'll tell you this. There are facts in this, too. When March begins, the constellation Leo, the lion, can be seen rising in the east night sky. And at the end of March, don't you know, that the constellation Ram, Aries, or Lamb can be seen. So, in like a lion and out like a lamb, that's March, too. You'd better believe it.
You can also see Venus better in March. So, maybe March comes in like a lion, gets lots of dates, and then goes out like a lamb, man. Well, time to cut out their cats and kittens. Coming on WDSM-TV tonight, it's Sky King, You Bet Your Life, and the Lux Video Theater. We'll be back same time, same dog pound.
Or zoo, man, or zoo.
The good Lord willing, and God doesn't poke Doug with a stick.
I have to ask Mr. Mackey one big question.
Knock yourself out, Lou.
What do the residents there think of Adlai Stevenson's chances running against Ike?
Oh, the llamas and hippos like Governor Stevenson. But the turtles, giraffes, and pandas are on defense.
As long as Doug isn't on defense, we'd be goners.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1956, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Dennis Anderson, John Munson, Jim Packard, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1956 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Oh, bye, bye.